Near Granite Falls, Minnesota, you'll find a small airport with a remarkable collection of aircraft. They represent most of the planes that flew during World War II, one of the very few such collections you'll find anywhere in the country. The story behind them is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Evan Fagan's grandfather was a part of the D-Day invasion at the beaches of Normandy. Although he was in the infantry, he had been taking flying lessons before the war. Evan's family began purchasing vintage World War II aircraft and making them airworthy again here in Granite Falls, Minnesota.
We try to fly something every week, and of course, you know, being in Minnesota, that's weather dependent, but we try to fly, get something out, and if we coordinate good enough, get it on Facebook so people want to see something fly. But there's often times where we'll fly 4 or 5 times a week.
You can even ride along in one of these planes if you plan ahead. And because this collection is nearly a complete representation of all the planes used by the Navy and Army Air Corps during the war, it makes this museum pretty rare.
That was kind of the mission, is to have a complete collection in the Midwest, because you got to go out to Plains of Fame in Chino, California, or to Virginia Beach to find larger collections.
While most of the museum in these hangars that the Hagen family has put together focuses on airplanes, there is one particular piece that has a direct tie to Evan's grandfather, who made his landing at Normandy.
The scene behind us is Higgins boat landing on Utah Beach. And the sand that you see back there is sand from Utah Beach that my folks got when the museum there was under construction a few years ago.
Today, the Fagan family helps preserve the stories of those like Ray Fagan through the planes and other artifacts they share in this small town.
In a nutshell, providing something for people to go to so they can understand and remember the greatest generation without the greatest generation being here to represent it is the ultimate.
It is a beautiful tribute to a family member who served and a reminder to all of the bravery of those who fought to preserve freedom. Traveling the countryside in Granite Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.